into the Beis HaMikdash, and then one of those kofet zechet min ha-menuyim, one of those that already was counted, that's already outside of the corral, jumps back in, and he can't tell the difference between one behem and the other. All the behemoths look exactly the same to him. So he can't tell which is the one that already was counted. So the Gemara says, Rashi over there says, afilu hein elef, even if you have 1,000 animals in the corral, and you would have been mafresh 100 mice of behemoths, every 10th one is going to be mice of behemoths. You have 1,000, it's going to be 100 mice of behemoths. If one of the menuyim jumps back in, it's going to be asiri sofek, and you only mafresh mice of behemoths if it's asiri vade. Asiri vade will asiri sofek. So kulam ptur. So Tosfos says to Kasha, why don't you say bitl beroiv? So that was the Tosfos that the Nesivos gave the Teretz. We mentioned the Nesivos has a sefer called Nachlas Yaakov. The bulk of the sefer are his drushes that he delivered on Shabbos and Yontif. He was a rabbi, a pulpit rabbi, so he had to deliver sermons. And then he has a little bit Shabbos and Tshuvas at the end. And then he has a few Chidusha Torah on Gemaras, brief Chidusha Torah. So one of the brief Chidusha Torah is this one, to answer Tosfos Kasha. He says, when you say Bitl Beroiv, so the Roiv cancels the properties of the Miut, but it doesn't, the Miut doesn't take on the properties of the Roiv. That's what we spoke about, the Oinig Zantav Sofik. If you have Tzitzis that were Nitful Lishman, and one string was Nitva Shalol Lishman, you have Shmura Matzah that was baked Lishem Mitzvah Matzah, and you have Pshutas, and they look exactly the same, and you can't tell the difference between one and the other, and they get mixed up together. Would you say that the Miut becomes Batel B'Roiv, and it takes on the properties of the Roiv, so it's considered Shmura Matzah, and it's considered Tvuyim Lishman? Or do you say, no, Bitl Brav only cancels the status of the Miut. If the Miut was Tomei, the Miut was Treiv, so it cancels the Tumah, and it cancels the Iser, and it's Tahar, and it's Kosher. But if you have a Miut of Kosher, gets mixed in, let's say you have Chad B'Trei, one Kosher Salami gets mixed in with two Treifer Salamis. Would you say Chad B'Trei Bottle, so whoever eats any one of the three Salamis will get Malkus? So that's the Dion, that's the Prima Gordon raised that suffix, and then he quotes the Minchas Kayin, says it doesn't make any sense. Then the Prima Gordon says, even though the Minchas Kayin says it doesn't make any sense, I discovered that it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim and Dafayim Ches. That was regarding the last Sif in Siman Tzadik Ches. And the Mechaber quotes the Din of Reish Lakish, that's from Zvachim Dafayim Ches. He said there's a misprint in the Be'er HaGoyle, it says Zvachim Dafayim Hei, it should say Dafayim Ches. So that Gemara, there was Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rashi that the Miut becomes bottle in the Roiv and takes on the properties of the Roiv. So you'll be like for eating the Miut, because Batel B'Roiv does take on properties of the Roiv. And Tosfos says there is no such thing. It doesn't take on the properties of the Roiv. So the Nesivos writes in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, this Tosfos in Bav Metzia, by Tokfa Koyin, Tosfos asks, one of the 15 that already went out of the corral, you have another 1,000 left behind. So one of the 15 jumps back in, so that one is not chayiv in Maisa Behema. Are you already counted it? I was already yotzei on that. That's Minyan HaRoi Paiter. Not only if you count from 1 to 10, have you fulfilled a mitzvah, even if you count 1 to 5, you did what you're supposed to do. So the Gemara calls that a minyan harawi. If you only have 5 animals and you count 1 to 5, you know in advance it's not going to lead up to 10. You only have 5. So that's not called a minyan. But if you start off with 10, and you start counting normally, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then one of them jumps back in. So the Gemara says, those that went out already are potter, that's minyan harawi potter. Let's say a case like this. Let's say I have 10 animals and I count 1 to 6 and one of the 6 jumps back in. And I can't finish counting because it's going to be a series suffix. So what about the 5 that are outside? Do I have to be mitzarv them to another 5 that I have on another farm? What do you say, potter? So the Gemara says, no, minyan haroi potter. That's what it says in the end of Masechus Bcheres and Perek Maisa Behema. The mitzvah is to count. Then the Gemara HaMitzvah is to be mafresh, to be koveh, the Maisa Behema. But even if you don't get to the clincher, even if you don't get to the punchline, you just started counting 1 to 6, and it was going to lead up to 10, but Derech HaTeva would have led up to 10. So the Minyan HaRoi Poiter. So that's what the Nesiva says. The 6 that I counted already, so the Minyan HaRoi Poiter, they're no longer Tovul LeMitzvahs Maisa Behema. All those inside are all Tvulim LeMaisa Behema. It's not Tevil in the sense that it's also to eat it. You're permitted to shech that animal. Even though you weren't yet mafresh maisa behemah, but it's tevel atovel the mitzvahs afroshes maisa behemah. So the 6 that went through already, the 15 that already went out of the corral, the minyan haroi, they're putter, they're no longer tevel. So now one of them jumps back in and it gets all mixed up and I can't identify which animal is which. So what are you going to say? I have 1,001 animals now, 1,000 achayv and ma'isa behema, and one is potter because minyan haroi potter. So you're going to say, because the one animal became this arev and is batal in the 1,000, it takes on the properties of the 1,000 and it becomes tevel atovel, the ma'isa behema. So now it's going to be asiri vadai. That's Taisa's kasha. Why don't you say bitl b'rei, let it become asiri vadai? So the Nesivas answer, you can't say that. There is no such din. The miut doesn't take on the properties of the roiv. The roiv cancels the properties of the miut, but it doesn't hoist on it. It doesn't foist on it the properties of the roiv. That's like this, the answer that the Nesivas gave to Taisa's kasha is what Taisa said in Zvachem and Afayin Ches. So it's really Taisa's here in Bav Metzia. The rest of kasha is asking along the lines of Rashi. This the Tosis and different Mesichtas were written by different Baliyat Tosis. So the Tosis Kasha in Bava Metzia, the Avava Mebeis, is along the lines of Rashi's way of thinking. And the answer that the Nesivas gave in the Nachlas Yankev, that's according to the Tosis in Zvachim, that's a good answer. So that Tosis says that Kasha, why don't you say Bitl Beroiv? The Behema that's already Kofet Sechet Men HaMenuyim, one of those that already went out, the Minyan HaRoi Pater them already. One jumps back in, now you have 1,001. So all 1,001, they're all potter because you just can't be mafresh ma'isa behema. The halacha says asiri vada v'la asiri sofik. So Tosfos says, why don't you say bitl b'roiv? So then they say, maybe you'll say beria. So they say, no, it's not a beria over here. So from the Tosfos, it sounds as if the din, the beria is not bottle. It sounds from the Tosfos as if it's really a din d'araisa. So that's what the Achrayim say. We don't accept that the Shvera Tosfos. The Pashta certainly is that all these dinim are only midrabbanim. Beriyam, Balechayim, and Chaticha Reiluska, but everything is only the Rabban. Taisa says, Dovish Abiminyad, like Batal, is only with the Rabban. And then they say, and it's not a Beriya. Sounds if it would have been a Beriya, it would have been like Batal Menatur, but it doesn't qualify a Beriya, Kidaprishas, as we explained somewhere else. That's what we're going to have to look through the Shulchan Aruch here. What are the rules and regulations to determine whether any given animal is a Beriya or not? So Tosfos claims it only has the status of a beria if it was aser mitchilas beriyosoi. Chen tzarich shehei dovish aser mitchilas beriyosoi. This animal kofet zecher ben amnuyim, it got the status when I put them all together in one big corral and I started to count 1 to 10 and I got to 6, I got to 15, whatever, and then one of them jumps back in. So it didn't become potter from hafrashas ma'isa behema till I started making the minyan. It's not when this animal was born, it was mitchilas b'riyosa, it had a status. The status just developed 2 minutes ago when I was in the middle of counting, I was making the kinyan. I'm making the minyan. So that's what Tosfos writes, as I explained in Chulin, that the only time it has the status of a beria, if it's mitchilas b'riyosa, it had the status, and the menuyim didn't have the status mitchilas b'riyosa. So from the way Tosfos presents it, you get the impression, Balachaim chashiva v'lay b'teili dovish b'minya, that's only with the Rabbanim. Beria, no, that's a din deraisa. This happens not to be a beria. So that's what they all ask. It's not correct. We assume beria loy b'teili is also only with the Rabbanim. It's not a din menater. See, the Shulchan Aruch writes the din. We had it on Tav Kuf Amid Aleph in Chulin. Beria, the Hanukkah, the mola, a little bug. Let's say you have real bugs, and then you have imitation bugs that are made from chocolate. And they all taste the same, let's say. They all taste the same, look the same. There's no way to identify which is a real bug and which is a make-believe bug. They all look the same, taste the same. So since a real bug is a beria, it's asam and chilas beriyasai, so even if it'll be in a taruvus, it won't be bottom. Nemola, or of tummy, or giranoshe. The Gemara on Daf Kuf is giranoshe. The Gemara says giranoshe is a beria. Eva menachai. The Mechaber writes that Eva menachai is a beria. Or beitza sheyesh bo efroach. A beitza that has a chick in it. Yeah, the chick is not geshachten, so that's a real isa. So that's a berry. Okay, it's about afilu be'elef le'betela. Yeah, afilu be'elef. Yeah, does it say that in Gemara? Afilu be'elef le'betela. It doesn't really say that. It says by chaticha ruy l'skabed. It says afilu be'elef le'betela. It says by davish yesh l'matir afilu be'elef le'betela. But Beria never really says that. The Shulchan Aruch assumes whenever something is b'mashu, mashu means it's not batal b'roiv, it's not batal b'shishim, so we assume it's afilu be'elef. This is not like the Yerushalmi. Here where's the Bir Agro? Hey, afila be'elef loy b'teilo. He says in the middle of the Bi'ur HaGerahei, idiloka harash b'perek yud the trumas. The Rash Mishans has a commentary on Mishnayis, says Roim, and the Rashbon, the Torah Sabayis, Daf Kuf Dalet, who quote from based on the Yerushalmi that it's bottled b'tov kuf samach. That's 960. It's even less than 1,000. It's bottled b'tov kuf. So we don't follow that the Yerushalmi that the Rishonim quoted. We use some afilu be'elef loy b'teilo. It's not bottled at all. Yes. So what are the conditions to be considered a berry to have this? We assume berry is only din de rabbanon, not like that tesis by Bob Metzia daf vav that it's a din de raisa. What are the requirements? Ain lo din berry alam kenu dover shahoya bo chius lapuki chita achas shalisa. Where does this come from? That a chita achas is not called the burial. So the Vilna Goyen gives you the marker. This is a makas daf yud zayin. A makas there's a machlokes hatanoim. The first Bi'ur HaGra Aleph also refers you to Malkus. The din is that in order to get Malkus for eating Macholas Asuras, we assume Ein Achila Pchusim Mikazayis. If you eat less than a Kazayis, you don't get Malkus. One Tana disagrees, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Kol Shuhul Malkus, Lomer Kazayis, El Elinya Chattas Belvad. You only have to, the halacha only requires Achila of a full Kazayis in order to be Chayv a Korban. If you ate Chelev Adam B'Shogeg, you have to eat a Kazayis Chelev or a Kazayis Dam. But if he ate the Macholas Asuras B'meis, it's Rab Shimon's opinion is that Kol Shuhul HaMalkus. He ate Malkus even on eating less than a Kazayis. So we don't pass like Rab Shimon. We pass you have to eat a Kazayis. Then we discussed more than once. Then there's a Machloikas HaTanayim. I resurim it starfim zeh zeh. That's I eat together a half a Kazayis of Nevela and half a Kazayis of Basa B'cholov, which is not Nevela. Basa B'cholov is Kshera, but it's Basa B'cholov and Nevela. So that's a Machloikas HaTanayim. One Tana holds. There's a general iser. So if you have a half a kazayis of chazer and a half a kazayis of bas b'cholov, it'll be mitzdarfim yachad. You'll be loike for the lav. You won't be loike for the lav of bas b'cholov. You won't be loike for the lav of nevela, but you'll be loike for the lav of l'sochel kol tayev kol shetiyafti l'cho arehu b'val toichon. We don't accept that opinion. We hold kol shetiyafti l'cho is what we call a lav shebichlov. So there's no malchus on that. Then there's even a further machlok. There's one Tana is of the opinion that we don't accept even the Isurim are not mitzdarf from them. One Tana is of the opinion Heta mitzdarf li Isur. Even Heta is mitzdarf li Isur. That for sure we don't accept. We don't even accept the Isurim mitzdarf from them. Then we discussed there's a machlok is Rashi and Tosfos in Psochim, the third parak in Psochim. According to the Tana whose opinion is not accepted, according to this Tana, that Heta mitzdarf li Isur, is that only if the Isur is mixed into the Heta? Or even if it's not mixed in. I have a ham sandwich. I'm chewing bread and ham at the same time. But not that the ham was fried in the bread and it has an asinus tam through and through. Two separate things. I'm chewing two separate things simultaneously. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What would that Tana say? Would you say hetem mitzdarf l'isur in such a case where the isur is not balua into the hetem? But it's irrelevant. Because we don't paskin hetem mitzdarf l'isur and we don't paskin isurim mitzdarf from zeh mzeh. The only time you say isurim ha mitzdarf from zeh mzeh, the Gemara says if it's shmaseim shavim and shiureim shavim. So the Mishnah gives an example. Let's say a zar eats truma. A person is not a kohen, goes ahead and eats truma. So he gets malchus. It's misa v'dei shamayim. So what if he eats a quarter of a kazayis of truma, a quarter of a kazayis of challah, quarter of a kazayis of bikurim and a quarter of a kazayis of maisa and a maisa, trumas mais. So the Mishnah says in Me'ila that it's all mitzdarfim yachad because it's all shem echad. Everything is exactly the same shem echad of truma and shireim shavim. The shear from all the, for all of them is kazayis. If one of them would have a shear that it's kegregeris or kebeitza, then it wouldn't be mitzdarfim yachad. The Mishnah in Me'ila formulates the rule by tuma and by isurim. It's the same din. If it's shmaseim shavim and shiureim shavim, then it's tarfim zeh mzeh. Let's say, I eat a half a kazayis of bas b'cholov and a half a kazayis of chazer. So the shir is kazayis for both, it's shiureim shavim. But it's not shmaseim shavim. This is shem beima tmeya, and this is bas b'cholov. Or this is nevela, and this is bas b'cholov. You have to have shiureim shavim and shmaseim shavim. It has to be shem echad, like the four kinds of truma. The Mishnah says, are all shem echad. Truma with bikurim and challah, and Chumas Maisa, it's all Shem Echad of Chuma. That'll be Mitzdarfim Yachad. So, So we paskin again. So we paskin in order to get malchus for eating machalos aseris, you have to eat a kazayis. Not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says kol shu la malchus, la amar kazayis elen yechatas balvat. We don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion.
Do we start off heter and eser? The reading time will have to assume that time is talking about less than time gever.
Again, if you hold that what?
The time we don't hold of being mitzarif.
Heter mitzarif li eser. Yeah. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tam Kika Deraisa against Rashi. Rashi holds Tam Kika Lav Deraisa. Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Kika Deraisa. And then Rabbeinu Tam, number one. Then number two, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that you get Malkus if you eat Kazayis Menataruvis. Even though you didn't eat so much that you swallowed a Kazayis Menataruvis. So that's what the Rishonim asks. What is he talking about? That's Hetem and Starf Liyisah. We don't accept that. So the Marsha explains on the Taisus Himsochim. Rabbeinu Tam holds that's not Hetem and Starf. Hetem and Starf Liyisah means I'm eating a ham sandwich where the Yisra is not nivla into the Heta. Whenever the Yisra is nivla into the Heta, that's called Tam Ki Iker. Then your Lord can kazayis ben ataruvis. Rabbeinu Tam is forced into saying like that. Heta mitzarf l'Yisra, that Tana, whose opinion is not accepted, he meant to say that even if the Yisra was not nivla into the Heta, not mixed in with the Heta. So the Mishnah in Makkos, the third parak of Makkos, Elohein Aloiken. So list off all the people who get malchus. Then it says one eats macholos hasuris is loike. How much does he have to eat? There's a machlekes of Shimon and the Rabban. So then the Mishnah presents a debate. Whenever you have a debate from the Tanoim, it's not the way we debate today. But when we have a debate, so you give your reason. In the days of the Tanoim, they used to argue lidvarecha l'shitoscha. I don't know. It must have been that was in that generation. It's a different way of talking. In every generation, there's a different way of talking, a different way of arguing. So Reb Shimon is arguing with the Chachamim. So he says to them, I hold if you eat a little kernel of grain of tevil, you already get malchus. Kol shu l'malchus. L'amakas I say, len yechatas b'levat. I hold kol shu l'malchus. So Reb Shimon argues with the Chachamim, you have to agree with me. What if you eat in the mola, if you eat a little ant, you don't agree with me that you get malchus? A tiny little ant doesn't have a kazayas. So agree with me that if you eat a chitachas, you also get malchus. So the Chachamim say no. Nimala is a special din aberia. That's a din deraisa. The din aberia lebitela simikuf dafkuf and chulin simikuf and yeridaya. That's a din derabbanan. Not like that Tosis above Metzia that beria is a din deraisa. The din aberia lebitela. That's a chumer mederabbanan. But it's called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. Where do you have an institution of beria on the level of deraisa for malchus purposes? If you eat Macholas asura, so we paskin, you don't get malchus unless you eat a full kazayis. But if you swallow the whole nemola kibriyasa, if they crushed up a whole bunch of ants, then you have to eat a kazayis of crushed ants. But if they didn't crush it up, all the legs are there, all the parts of the ant are there. If any part of the ant is missing, so it's already not a din of a burial. That says in Shulchan Aruch, it has to be shalem. If it's not shalem, that's the last line in the Mechaber Sifar, Lachin Tzor Shei Shalem. If it's not a Dovah Shalom, so it doesn't have the Din of Beria. This Din of Beria mid the Rabbanon is patterned after the Din of Beria deraisa, that a Beria deraisa, you get Malchus feeding a Beria Bishle Muso, even though it doesn't have a Kazayas. So that's what Reb Shimon argues with the Chachamim. Don't you agree with me that if you eat a Nemola, you get Malchus, so agree with me, you don't need a Kazayas. Agree with me that you don't need a Kazayas by the Chitachas Kibriyosa. So the Chachamim say, what's a tushdel? A nemala, it's a brias neshama. So that's called the beria, that's a din. But chita achas, even though you have a whole kernel of grain, that's the way it grows and it has a shell around it, that's not called the beria. So that's what the Mechaber writes over here. It has to be dovish yesh bo chiyus, lafuki chita achas shaliser, because it doesn't have any chiyus. So that's the question. Is that really? In the Mishnah they had this debate. So Reb Shimon is arguing with the Chachamim. The Chachamim could have. Reb Shimon is trying to prove that you don't need a kazayis. His shita, you don't need a kazayis. We don't accept his opinion. We paskin, you do need a kazayis. If you have a beria bishlei musa, a dava shalem, then you don't need a kazayis. How come a chita achas kibriyosa? Why don't we consider that a beria? So in the Mishnah, the Chachamim are debating with Reb Shimon. They say has no brias neshama. Truth of the matter is, the real answer is a different answer. The Mechaber says the main definition of beria is, you see the tiny letter yud of the Vilna Gaon, that's the main definition. That's the main part. All the other things are questionable. The main definition of berry is imecholik ein shmayolo. Let's say I have an animal meat in the AMP is nevela. So what are you going to say? Nevela is a unit. You look and every kazayis have nevela. If you cut the nevela in half, you have a big steak of nevela, non-kosher meat. Let's say you have a treif of salami. You cut it a little bit, so no longer called treif. It's called treif, whether it's all shalom or not. Im yecholik ein shmai olav. If you cut a bug in half, it's no longer called an amala. It's not kibriyasa anymore. If you have a gid anasha and you cut it in half, so it's no longer called a gid anasha. Im yecholik ein shmai olav, then it's called a beria. So the pashtus is tevel, whether you have a lot or a little. If you take chitim of tevel, the chitim grew in Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't mafresh tumas and maisvis, and then I grind them up and I have flour. So it's also called tevel. It's flour of tevel. The same tevel is there, whether it's the chitim are kibriyosim if they're in their full size with the shell around it, or not kibriyosim. Even if you cut it in half, it's still called tevel. Now it's called flour of tevel. Has the same tevel before and after. So that's the main definition of beria. Imichal again shmai olav. So that's the question. What it says in the Mishnah that the Chachamim responded back to Reb Shimon, he's asking Lidivrechem and they're answering Lidvarov. That's the whole debate, is that this not the way we would argue. Reb Shimon holds Kol Shehu Malkus, not that he holds Chitachas Kibriyasa. He's trying to argue with the Chachamim, at least you should admit to me the Chitachas Kibriyasa of Tevel should be a beria. So they say, no, it's not a beria. So maybe they're just telling him Lidvarecha. It's not a berry because it's not a Bria's Neshama. That's not the real answer. The real reason why Chitachas is not a berry is because Imichalik Shmai Olav. It's not called a berry. That's the main definition of berry. Imichalik and Shmai Olav. By the Chitim, it's still going to be called flower of Tevel. So that's a Shaila. Do we really Paschal like that? That you really need Bria's Neshama? That vegetables are not called berry? That's a Shaila for Brocha. Tosis in Brocha is quotes a Yerushalmi that in order to say a bracha rishayna osel adam sheyohanim et alam azay b'lay bracha, even if you have less than a kezayis or less than a rebiyas, you have to say a bracha. Osel hanas man alam azay b'lay bracha, even a chatzishir. But in order to say a bracha achrayna, that's called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. That's pattern after v'achalta v'savata v'achta v'sashem alakecha. That's pattern after birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon says v'achalta. V'achalta means you have to at least have a kezayis. Maybe v'savata, maybe kezayis is not enough. Maybe you have to eat kedei sviya, okay? That's a machlekes hatanayim, and a machlekes hadapask, a machlekes harishayim. Rabbi Natan Paskin is that kazayis, you have to bench menatar, even though you didn't have kedei sviya. Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rabbi Natan from the Sefer Yoshim. We don't paskin like that. We paskin the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a kazayis plus kedei sviya. Let's say a person is old, and they can't eat so much, and they eat a half a kazayis, they're already satiated. So most of the paskin say, Ruba the Ruba paskin say, you don't bench. Even though he ate kedei sviya, in order to be mechuyev to bench, you have to first have yachalta, you have to have achila of a kazayis of pas. Eretz shalevim miskenes tochal balechem yachalta. You should eat achila of a kazayis. Then misavata. You have to have a kedei sviya. If kazayis is not sufficient, a healthy normal person eats more than a kazayis. He's going to be still hungry if he just eats a kazayis. But if you eat less than a kazayis, you're not chayev to bench. All broch achrayna, all bar nefashas. And all alamichi, everything is patterned after the din of birchas hamazon derais. So by birchas hamazon derais, you have to have achila. So if you don't have a kazayis, the whole discussion of bracha achrena doesn't begin. So Tosis quotes from Yerushalmi that just like vinegar to malkas, if a person eats macholas hasaris, he eats a kazayis, he gets malkas. What if he eats an emola, he eats a berry of shlema, kibriyasa, is also like a. So the Yerushalmi says the same is true regarding bracha achrena. If a person eats a kazayis of food, he says a bracha achrena. What if he swallows a whole grape, and the grape is smaller than a kazayis? So does he say a bracha achrena if he swallows an entire berry of shlema kibriyos? So the Yerushalmi says that yes. And the Shulchan Aruch, it's a discussion, should we follow that Yerushalmi or not? So some of the Shulchan say, no, how can we follow the Yerushalmi? It's against the Mishnah and Makkos. Mishnah and Makkos says the Chachamim responded back to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argued, Chita achas kibriyasa, iat emoidim li. If you eat an emola, you like an emola, is a beria, so you should be moided to me if you swallow chita achas kibriyasa. So Chachamim answered back, no, an emola is brias neshama, it's a live animal, and chita achas kibriyasa is a vegetable. Only, it's only called a beria if it's an animal. If it's a vegetable, it's no good. So that's the question. That's the real answer. That's only lidivreim. He argued with them lidivrechem, so they answered him back lidivrecho, lidivarecho. But the answer that they gave maybe is not really the correct answer. The correct answer perhaps is that by chitach asav tevel and imichodek shmoy olav, it retains the same tevel after he cut it. That's the real reason why it's not beria. And maybe we don't even accept that the requirement of that it should be a brias neshama. The Mechaber quotes it here. And the din baron ken hudav sheish b'chias lapuki chitach shalisa. Mechaber quotes it. Half of the Rishonim quote it. And others are not so convinced that it's correct. When the Chachamim said in the Mishnah back to Reb Shimon, that was Lidvarav, and it's not really accepted Lalacha. So that's the Shaila. If you have just one grape, or let's say sometimes you have, you eat a tangerine. So every section of the tangerine has a membrane around it, or sections in an orange. So sometimes the section will have a kazai, sometimes have less than a kazai. So that's also... that's kibriyasa, that's a bria shlema. If you eat a fruit, you don't have to eat the whole fruit. If you eat a fruit that has a part of the fruit that has a membrane around it, that's kibriyasa. So according to the Yerushalmi, you would be muhif to say bracha achreina. And that's unclear. We're not so convinced whether we should paskan like that Yerushalmi. So again, so the Mechaber quotes, the first condition he quotes is questionable, whether we really hold like that. It's, the mocker is that Mishnah in Makkos. The whole simakuf, the whole thing that berias are davachosh, not bottle, is pattern after the pattern after two dinim deraisa. Pattern after one dinim deraisa, the beriyad machashiv did not bottle, that chavis does. And then, where do you see that beriyah has chashivas? Beriyah has chashivas when you get to Malkus. That's what the Birgara writes in Aleph. Where did you get that nemola is a beriyah? The Mishnah Makkos says, if you eat a nemola kibriyasa, you'll like it. Then the Mechaber has to be davisha osam etchilas beriyasa, lapuki oftosh and esnabel. Once you say that nevela is imecholik shmayolov, so you don't have to give that answer. This is taisus in bava mitzia davava mbeis your taisus by kofet zeched ben amnuyim. But taisus says maybe I should say that the beria is lebetela. It's a beria. So I says no. We explain the chulin adaf tzarik ches. It doesn't qualify to be considered beria. Why not? So taisus came up with this shtikel taira. It doesn't say this in the Gemara anywhere. The only time it has a din of a beria, if it's asim etchilas beriyasa. How do they prove it? So they say lapuki oif tohash in esnabel, because when the chicken was running around, it wasn't asim etchilas beriyasa. It only became an aveli afterwards. The real answer why oif tohash in esnabel is not a beria is because im yecholik shmai olav. You call it a chatichas nevela. When you cut the gidan asha in half, it's not called the gidan asha. It's part of a Gidan Asher. Nevela is called Nevela, whether you have more than a Gazai, less than a Gazai. It's always called. So the real answer to all the questions is, Im Yecholik, Ein Shmai Olav, that's the real condition. This Mentchilas Beriyasa, this is very questionable. Yeah?
For the oranges, is it only if you swallow the whole section of the tangerine, or is it even if you chew it and then you swallow it because you put the whole thing in your mouth?
The Gemara has a machlekes about that. Machlekes of Yechon Rishlokish in the end of Per Gidan Osher. A guy takes a Gidan Osher, Sholem, if he chops it up and he puts it in his mouth, if he cuts it up before he puts it in his mouth, then he's only going to get Malkus if it has a Kazayas. If it doesn't have a Kazayas, he won't get Malkus. Sometimes it's bigger than a Kazayas, sometimes smaller than a Kazayas. Depends how big the animal is. The Gidan Osher grows with the animal. But what if he popped the Gidan Osher into his mouth, and then he starts chewing it. So by the time he swallows it, it's already in different pieces. So that's a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, of chilka mibifnim. He cuts the Gidan Asher into two pieces in his mouth. I forgot how we paskin. I think we paskin Yuachayv. I seem to remember we paskin that Yuachayv. As long as when you put it in your mouth, when you put it in the mouth, the beginning of the eating process is when it's in your mouth. I think if he put it in Shalom, I think that it is considered a barrier. But you got to take a look. It's the very end of Per Gidan Osher. I think it's the last daf in Per Gidan Osher. So here the Mechaber gave an example of a beria and Eva Menachai. And Eva Menachai is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish also, the last daf in Per Gidan Osher. Whether you say Behema Bechaya lo Evar Memenis, when does a limb become Eiv Menachai? So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. When you break off the finger from the animal, when you break off a toe, you break off a limb, That's when it becomes Zeif Menachai. While the animal is walking around, while it's alive, nothing has the status of Zeif Menachai. Behemah b'chayeho, lav lo yivoyim emetis. You don't say it's a whole bunch of Zeif Menachais. Zeif Menachai is only if you when you detach the aver from the rest of the balchai, then it becomes chal d'shem Zeif Menachai. So if you put together everything that it says in the Mechaber, there's a theory here. That's what the Pischei Tshuva points out. Because if you need that, it should be Yasa Metchilas Beri Yasa. And we pask Mehem B'chayeha Lav Leivar Memedes. We pask like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish Lav Leivar Memedes. So that is the Mechaber right that Eiv Menachai has a status of a burial. So that's what the Pischei Tshuva says. He quotes that this is really a Shaila. It's not so poshut. Here the Yad Avram also has an Arichas. Eiv Menachai, on this Simen. Simen Kup Sif Allah. Eiv Menachai is a berry, Ken Kos Vatoises, or Rosh, or Harashbo, or Haran, Vachrem, Nimshechu, Hatur, Vahamachaber. With Zorachiyun, we pask Mei Mochayo, Lavoi Vor Memedes. So if you hold it, it has to be Yosem, Metchilis, Beri Yosoi. So it's not, so it shouldn't be, Eiv Menachai should not be considered a barrier. So he just points out, the Yad Avram points out, it says, Tirim in Eibay, and Simenov, the Mechaber quoted all of these conditions, and he quoted examples, and the example of Eiv Menachai contradicts the rule that he has. There really isn't such a good haichochet that it has to be Asim Tchilas Bar Yosef. That's Taisus had that Shtigal Torah. They answer Kashas. They could have answered all the Kashas by saying, Im Yecholik Ein Shmai Olav. That's the main thing. That's what here the Achronim have a discussion over here about bugs. Where do they have it? The first Pischei Tshuva quotes Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, wrote in the Crazy Place. The Crazy Place is a running commentary, like the Urim Tumim is by Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz on Chosha Mishpat. So on Yoredei, he calls it the Crazy Place. So he says that bugs sometimes develop inside a fruit. So kozman is inside the fruit, the halacha says that it's kosher. When it makes a hole and it goes out of the fruit and it starts walking on the surface of the fruit, then it's called sheres ha-sheretz al-horetz, then it becomes asa. So there are crazy places, says, there's room to argue the point and say that bugs, the ants, are not asa metchilas b'ri asa. If you really hold from this condition, this doesn't say in the Gemara, Taisus invented this klal. It has to be asa metchilas b'ri asa. So if you really hold from that condition, there's room to argue the point and say that that a lot of the ants were not awesome tchilas b'riyosam, because the ants were neshabe inside the fruit. At that time, you would have been permitted. The bugs would have been mutter, can eat the fruit with the ant. It only becomes awesome once it pushes its way out and starts walking on the surface on the outside. And then the mechaber has the has to be imichol again shmayola, fine. And then he has chinsach shi'eish shalom. Okay. The two that everybody's masking on is, should have said im yecholik ein shmai olav and dov shalem. That's a barrier. And the other two conditions that the mechaber has, it should be asa metchilas bar yasa, is questionable, and it should be a dov sheyesh bechivus lapuk yechitacha, is also questionable. That's the asik with the Yerushalmi, with the eating anovim, eating one grape. That's a dov shalem. That's the shiloh. Here in the shachs of cut and base, the Shach used to correspond with the Taisus Yontif. Taisus Yontif was the Rav in Prague, after the Maharami Prague. So the Taisus Yontif wrote the Lechem Chamudos, and our Gemara is called Dibre Chamudos. He wrote two commentaries on the bottom of the Rosh. He has the Madani Melech and the Lechem Chamudos. And then they put him in jail, because they made a bilbil, he's Marba Malchus, he's declaring himself as the king. So he had to put out a new edition, so he calls it, instead of Madani Melech, it's called Madani Yontif. His name is Yontif, Yontif Lip and Hela. And instead of the Lechem Chamudis, the Lechem is like Oil al Shulchan Malachim. Lechem is Oil al Shulchan Malachim. It also had to do with the Malchus, Mari the Malchus. So it's called Dibre Chamudis now. So the Shach was before they changed the name. So the Shach, on the first wide line in Sivkot and Beis, in my edition, on page Reish Lamed Daled, so the Shach has a Sefer Lechem Chamudis Daf Chavav Sof Amar Aleph Kosav. He says the Beis Yosef was nistapik. What's the din? If you have an egg with a blood spot, does it have a din of a berry or not? So the Mechaber over here only writes Beitza Sheyesh by Afreach. He doesn't write Beitza Sheyesh by Tipas Dam. That's how the Shach begins. Beresh Simekuf Yud, the Shach base starts off. Beresh Simekuf Yud, the Stapik Abis Yosef. What's the din? Kishyesh by Tipas Dam. Why is it also to eat an egg that has a Tipas Dam? It's not also because of Dam. Dam is only also Dam Hemechai B'yoyf. If you find Dam in an egg, strictly speaking, it should be Mutter. The Dam is also because we assume this must have been a fertilized egg. Sometimes you can tell they're not fertilized eggs. Like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that today, we know that they're very careful, they keep all the roosters away. They don't want them to become fertilized eggs. They'll ruin the whole egg industry. No one's going to want to buy a fertilized egg. So today, whenever you have dam in an egg, strictly speaking, the Gemara calls it a safta meyara. It's not a fertilized egg, and that, strictly speaking, is mutter. Rav Moshe says that the meaning is that we don't eat it anyway. We throw it out. But he said, you don't have to go crazy. If you already fried a whole bunch of eggs, you should really check. The meaning is you always check to see that there are no blood spots. But if you already fried a whole bunch of eggs, and then you see that one of them has a blood spot, you don't have to throw everything out. You just cut out that part that has the blood spot, and you throw it out, and strictly speaking, that itself is only a minute. Mikra, then you're allowed to even eat the blood spot because it doesn't indicate the beginning of life. In the days of the Gemara, when they didn't, if you have a location where they don't keep the roosters away, the Gemara says in Beitza, the roosters have a very big urge to be with the hens. So the Gemara says if there's a rooster a mile away from a hen, be yodua, they were together. And then you have to be concerned that maybe that blood spot is because it was fertilized. But if you know they mamish keep out all the roosters, you know for sure that is not a fertilized egg, then strictly speaking is mutter. So the Gemara has a lashon, the Shach quotes it, shoda tichla bekula. If you have an egg that has a blood spot, we assume that that's the beginning of a hen, of a chick, and it didn't do shechita on it, so it's going to be osa mitamis and nevela. Shaila, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabban, and the story with the blood spot. So the Shach has a suffix. The Shach quotes the Beis Yosef has a suffix. What would you say if you have an egg that has a blood spot? Is that called the Beriana? So that's the Beis Yosef suffix. So a few lines later, on the first wide line in that Shach base, he writes a B'sefer Lechem Chamudes on Chulin. Kosav B'zel Shono. He says the Beis Yosef is Mesupik if it has a blood spot. And in Shulchan Aruch Shalo, in Rabbi Yosef Kara's Sefer Shulchan Aruch, he paskins that it is a burial. So he says, where did he paskin? Adarabba, the Mechaber writes Beitza Sheish by Afrayach. He didn't say a word about Beitza Sheish by Tipas Dam. Beitza Sheish by Afrayach, of course it's a burial. The Afrayach is a burial. That's what he says. Ad Kanoshona. He quotes, this is what it says in the Lechon Chamura. So the Shach says, V'teima. How can he say that? So he writes, V'heshiv. So he sent me back a letter. Every so often, every 25 pages, you have the Heshiv in parentheses. It means the Tesis Yontiv sent me back a letter. Vadai, I made a mistake. Vadai Lushan and Tzorach Tikkun. What I wrote in the Lechem Chamudis should be corrected because it's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I wrote that the Mechaber wrote in Simen Kuf Yud, in Simen Kuf. That Beitz Sheish Batipas Dam is a barrier. He said, you have to correct that. I made a mistake. Shakabinim Tzabaya Freyach, the barrier. What he wrote on his commentary, the Lechem Chamudis, is on the bottom of the Rosh, he says he wrote it in the wrong place. He shouldn't have written by Beitz Sheish Batipas Dam. He should have written by Beitz Sheish Batipas Dam. That's a barrier. So he writes that he made a mistake. Every so often he'll quote the Tosfos Yontif that he defends what he said. Here he doesn't defend. Here he says, I made a mistake. Vada Lushan, it's Tzorach Tikkun. You have to correct what I wrote. Yeah, what's in Siv Beis? Davishu Huberish and his Bashalama Heter. It made him Akira Hakalasa. Yeah, if you have a Gid on Osh, you got mixed in with other Gidim, and you can't identify which is the Gid that's Sosa, which is the Gid that's Mutta. So that's the Gemara and Dapkufa Menalef, that it made him Akira Hakalasa, because the barriers are filled with a bottle. Haraitev Benais and Tam. Okay? If you have Shishim and the Raitev against the Yisr, then it'll be bottle the Shishim. The Makira Zarko, if you can identify which is the trefa when you throw it out. Fine. He says, Gid on Nashi, you don't need Shishim because they're Gid Merais and Tam. Shumana Gid is the Machlekes. One opinion, that's the Biragra writes in Yud Dalid, that this is the Lokia Tosfos. The loka Taisvis Sham Dima Masla Shine Bishem the Rivam. Yeah, Taisis holds, we discussed it yesterday a few times before. Taisis says that since Gid Anash is only since Shumana Gid is only Asim the Rabban Zeratu Gid, and Gid itself is then Gid Mirais and Tam. So the Shumana Gid also, you can't say the Shumana Gid should be Mohammed than the Gid. So we don't pass like that Taisis. Taisis has it in two places on that Sugya. Taisis repeats it twice. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rif and the Rambam and Rav Harishanim. That is not so. The Shulchan Aruch does also. Either because we hold the Shulchan Aruch is also Otu Chelev, not Otu Gid. That's what the Rashban and Taurus Abayis writes. I'm not so sure. What's the reason for the prohibition of Shulchan Aruch when the Rambam is it Otu Shum? Is it Otu Chelev or Otu Gid? And even if you hold the Shulchan Aruch is also Otu Gid, you can still say, not so Muchach to say, Lo Matzina Tofel Chama Meneikah. You can say the Gid Anasha Ein Begid Meres and Tam does Naser, and the Shomer Agid does Naser. Fine. Then you have the last line in Sif Beis we were discussing yesterday, the day before. The Mechaber writes, "What if Nimoyach Agid? The whole Gid Anasha, he cooked it so long, the whole thing fell to pieces. So it's not going to be a barrier anymore. It's only considered a barrier. It's actually Heshalim once it disintegrated." Even if you have a nemola and you cut it in half, if you crush the bugs, so it's still going to be aser. A crushed bug is still aser, but it no longer has the chumra of a barrier that afilu be'alef le'batel. So what if you had a gid anasha and it liquefied, the whole thing liquefied, and it's nisarev in something else, It would, so we say em begid menos in tam. So you should really say that you don't need shishim. So the Mechaber writes no. You need shishim. Tzorach gam ken shishim kenegdo. That's the last line in the Mechaber and Sif Beis. So that's what the long Prichodosh quoted, that the Rashbo in the Taurus Abayis was mesupik. In the Taurus Abayis ha'oruch, he writes a suffix. In the Taurus Abayis ha'kotza, he writes lechumer. He doesn't even write any shayla. He just writes, if the Gid Anosha is nimayach, you need shishim. But in Taurus Abayis ha'oruch, he writes a suffix about it. And the Prichodosh thinks that we should ignore the Taurus Abayis ha'kotzer, we should only adapt lehokel. Why? So Yitainis, when you have min b'shein aminoi, so the Mechaber says, you give it to a kfeila, and the kfeila tastes it, and he says, you can't taste the flavor of the yisr. So it's mutter, even though you don't have shishim. So you see that it's not absolute that you always require shishim, according to the Mechaber. It's not so absolute that you always require shishim. If someone tastes it, and you see it doesn't have, let's say, truma got mixed in, and a kohen tastes it. So the Shach said, even according to the Ramah, that we don't rely on Timas Kfeila Aramah, I don't know, but Timas HaKoinim you do rely on. So even if you don't have Shishim, if you say it's not Nois and Tam, it's Mutter. So here, whoever's going to eat it, everyone knows it ain't Megidim Nois and Tam. So it cannot give the Sinas Tam. So why does the Mechaber say that you need Shishim? If it's something that's ain't a Nois and Tam, so it should be bottled Chad B'Dray, it should be bottled B'Roy, because you know in advance it's not going to Nois and Tam. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. In connection with that Shach in Tzadik Tesiv Kotn Chaf Aleph, the Ramos says that you always say Chayze Benir. If you add on Morisa later, you always say Chayze Benir. And the Shach says it's against the Mishnah by Orla Klekerim, that it says Beferish Perak Beis Dorla, that you don't say Chayze Benir. So the Shach says what the rules are. So the Shach says if you have Nim Shein Aminai, that was Noida Hataruvis and it's Nizbatal Beshishim, so it's Isa Nepach Lias Heter, but then you add on another little bit of Isser, and now you can taste the flavor of the Isser. So he says, there, of course, you say Chayze Benir, because that's what Tam Kikah is all about. Tam Kikah, that's the Shach's recurrent theme. Tam Kikah means because you can taste the flavor of the Isser, it's considered Nikar HaYisser. So it's like Mashal Amar Davadayma. I had the soup, and the Trefe Schmaltz fell in, and I put the soup in the refrigerator. Schmaltz rises to the top, so it's Nikar HaYisser now. So you can't, the Ramah said, you can't say that it's Mutter. Amos said, you're not even allowed to eat the soup before you put it in the refrigerator. Since it's efshar easily, it's efshar to remove it, so that's considered as if it's already nikar ha'isa. So the Shach says, whenever you can taste the flavor of the isa, that's tam ki ikar, so that's considered as if it's nikar ha'isa. So that's the halacha by min b'she'in aminu. So itainis for sure you say chayz v'nir. Because once you pour in more isa, a little more isa fell in accidentally, and now you can taste the flavor of the Issa. It says Nikar HaYissa. Nikar HaYissa is there's no more, it can't be any more bitl. But then the Shach went a step further and he said, The Rishonim said that even min b'min alach malach you need shishim the rabbanu gzeirot min mishayin min. What does that mean? So he said that means that we treat min b'min as if it would have been nois and tam. So we have to make believe as if, we have to act as if it's nikar ho'isa. So he says, so then you're going to say by lach balach min min, you'll also say choyza b'nir. Because min the rabbanu we treat it as if you can have the nesinas tam. So that's the shaila. That's the shaila. The Shach admits that there are Rishonim who disagree there. They'll hold like the Shach Chozev in the air by Mim Shein Amina. But by Mim Amina that you require Shishim, is that what it really means? That mid the Rabbanon you treat the Mim Amina as if it's Nois and Tam? As if it's Nikah or Iser? Oh no, mid the Rabbanon they require Shishim by Mim Amina. So that's the shaila over here. By the Gid Anoshe, so the Prichodesh argues with this Rajbon, the Torah Sabayis, Gid Anosh is never Nois and Tam, not Mim Amina, not Mim Shein Amina. So what are you going to make a gzera? You're going to make a gzera. Min b'mino need shishim otam mim shein amino. Mim shein amino doesn't need shishim either. So why should you ever need shishim by Gid Anosh? You should say it's always mutam. So that's the argument of the Pichodesh. That's along the lines of the Shach. The Shach's Rishonim. That we treat min b'mino lach balach as if it would have been mim shein amino. You have to make believe as if it's nice and tam. But by Gid Anosh, you know, never. It's never nice and tam. Even mim shein amino is never nice and tam. And other Rishonim held, no, it's a din that they required shishim by Mim Amina. So then there's room to insist over here that by the Gid Anosha they got mixed up with other Gidin. There's room to say if it's Nimayach, if it's lo Nimayach, so it's a barrier. But if it is Nimayach, there's room to argue a point and say, you still need shishim. So that's a machlokes. The last line in the Mechaber, in Sif Beis, is a machlokes. The Prichodesh on the side disagrees. And he quotes, not just he disagrees, he quotes that the Rajban, the Torah Sabbais, wasn't sure about that. What's it? Gimel, kederish al morok. Have a pot of soup, vegetable soup, and then a bug fell in. And the bug, when it fell in, there's a mosquito flying around. And then after somehow, I pushed the mosquito, and he fell into the soup. And I keep on straining the soup, I can't find the mosquito. So he's there somewhere, he's hiding somewhere. So earlier in the Siman about Toloim, so they talk about this. If you cook the soup for a long time and you're stirring it, so then there's a possibility that the barrier was chopped up, the barrier was broken. And so you have to try to look through the soup to see if you can find it. If it'll be Nikar or Issa, you're not allowed to eat it. There's no bittel. If it's Nikar or Issa, so there's no Taruvah. No Taruvah, so there's no bittel. But if you keep on looking, you just can't find the bug. So then it is b'tarub. The only thing is that a barrier is not bottle. So if you were cooking it for a long while, and let's say it's a big pot of soup, a few bowls of soup. It's not that it's just one bowl of soup. It's a few bowls of soup. So then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a svek svek of the Tshuvas HaRashba, that maybe my bowl of soup doesn't have the bug in it. Maybe someone else is the lucky winner here. It's in a hotel or whatever. And even if my bowl of soup has the bug in it, maybe the bug was Nisrasik, because they were stirring it while they were cooking it for a long time. It was cooking on the fire for half an hour and kept on stirring it. So sometimes it'll be Nisrasi. So that's a svek svek. He was talking, you don't have a svek svek. Just says, Kedevi shal mok, shenofa shal berim in evda, also hakol. So the Shach writes, hain kshef shal hatu agde sinun. If you have a good sieve, and sometimes the bugs are so tiny that they go through the sieve. Sometimes the bug that fell in, I know what kind of a bug. It was a big bug. It's not going to go through the sieve. So if it's a big bug, that won't go through the sieve. So Epshal Hatvai, they seen it. Okay, then it'll be mutter. Yeah, Siv Dalit is a different din. It really doesn't belong over here. Siv Dalit is a different halacha.
In Gimel, can't you, in terms of that sake, can't you just right now split it up into
You may, yeah, if you were stirring it. If you were cooking it on the fire for a long while and you were stirring it, so then there's one stuffing, maybe it was Nisrasik. And then if I'll take one bowl and someone else take another bowl, so it's a stuffing, maybe my bowl b'chlad doesn't have the bug. Now, if you're in Temeslam, it does have the bug, maybe the bug was Nisrasik, and the melee would be bottled. But it sounds like over here, I know a barrier fell in and no one was stirring the soup. They didn't cook it for a long time. So then you don't have this fake sveik. Whenever you have this fake sveik, we all make it.
Would that be a bit of a
If that's in the normal cut, I'm doing it especially. I mean, I really planned.
The pot of soup doesn't have its esrog.
Being marasa. Right.
No.
Or if I keep stirring.
No. A pot of soup, normally you give it to a whole bunch of members of the family. Everybody has another bowl of soup, so that's not cool. We have, the Rebbe Yehuda writes in one shuva that there's a machlekes harishanim, whether it's mutar or asa litza, svek sveka biyadayim. We have it in sveka derabana lekula, and sveka deraisa lechumer. But if you have a svek sveka biyadayim, then it's mutar. So sveka derabana lekula, the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchus Tzitzis, I think, also leads to sveka derabana lekula lechatchila. You're not allowed to set up lechatchila situation. If you fell into a situation, like we were just talking before, if you fell into a situation, you have a sveka derabana, so strictly speaking, you have a right to go lekula. But you're not allowed to set up lechatchila like that. That's the Ran in Shulchan Aruch, it says, you shouldn't count Sfira Saima during Bein Hashmashas. Even though Sfira Saima, Taisa says, Sfira Saima is banned as the Rabbana, Bein Hashmashas as Sfeka, the Rabbana Lekula. So Taisa says, you can count Sfira Bein Hashmashas. So the Ran, at the end of Psochem, on the last page in the Rif in Psochem, the Ran quotes that Taisa from Menachos, and the Ran says, what do you mean? You're not allowed to set up Lachatrila, also leads to Sfeka, the Rabbana Lekula, Biyadayim. So that's Muska. Everybody holds like that. Ran, you're not allowed to create a sveka derabanan lekula. What about a svek sveka b'deraisa lehokel? Is that also the same as sveka derabanan lekula? Also leads to a svek sveka b'yadayim? Well, no, maybe svek sveka is a better heter. So the Nadi Behuda writes, it's a question in Rishayim when we go lechumer. So he has in the tshuvas of the son of the Nadi Behuda, that's called the Shivas Tzion. Now they print it as one set, they call it Nadi Behuda Chela Gimel. But it's not Chela Gimel. The father wrote the Nadi Behuda. Every so often in the tshuvas Nadi Behuda, the first two volumes, Madura Kam and Madura Tinyon, every so often you have a tshuva written by the son. And the Shiva Tzion is all tshuvas, all written by the son, and the Nadi Behuda was an Adam Golem. So that's a separate sefer. So in the Shiva Tzion, somebody asked him, where is this Machlekes HaRishayim that your father wrote about in the Nadi Behuda? So he shows you a tesis in Menachos, I think. He interprets a tesis in Menachos that they have 2 days, where there's Mutta Litzar Svek Sveka Biyadayim Anah. And we assume that not, like the Nadi Behuda is Masik. We assume, just like Sveka Derabana Lekula, just like Hemavat and Isa Lechatchila, you're not allowed to set it up Lechatchila. If Nisari by itself, okay, it's Mutta. But Otsa Ots, Hemavat and Isa Lechatchila, you're not allowed to set it up like that. And Ein Oisim Sveka Derabana Lekula Biyadayim, and Ein Oisim Svek Sveka Bederaisa Lechatchila Biyadayim. You're not allowed to do that. So over here, is this called creating a Svek Sveka? If the normal course of events, you stir the soup, you always stir the soup. If I'm only stirring the soup in order to chop up, I would have normally not stirred the soup. The only reason why I'm stirring it and cooking for so long is to create a svek sveka that it should be muta. And normally I would have eaten the whole soup by myself. I'm hungry, I want to have a whole bowl of soup, but because I want to make a svek sveka, so I'm going to divide the bowl of soup into three, and each one's going to get a little bit, and each one's going to have a svek sveka. So that's called creating a svek sveka biyadayim. But if it's a big pot of soup in the normal course of events, I am going to divide it up among the members of the family. And the normal course of events, you do stir it. So then you're not doing anything specifically to create this svek sveka.
That's not like the case of having a choice of buying medicine, which is kosher or trade. So here I have a choice of throwing out this pot of soup and making another one.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. You got to think about that. Could be. We'll have to learn some more about creating a svek sveka biyadayim. We'll have to learn a kufyud. That's svek sveka. We have to go through the klal.
Okay. So for the berry to lose its status as losing a leg, we can assume that it drops into the pot that it lost a leg or something like that.
They say that not. They say if you have, let's say, these bugs that they say exist in New York in city water, so if you cook a kettle of water for 3 hours, the bugs will not be broken up. Only if you use the water in vegetable soup and you stir it, so then there's a suffix. They tested it many times over. So just cooking the water alone in a plain kettle of water will not cause the bugs to break. Only stirring it when you have other things there. I don't think stirring the water in the kettle will help either. Also won't make a suffix. Only stirring when you have vegetables floating around there. So then the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that corresponds to reality, apparently. That's when it's a suffix, maybe there's a chance that maybe it became Nisrasim. So here, Sif Dalit is another story. The Gemara has a din of Katlanis. Mm-hmm. Shaila, is it a din or is it just an Angeret Mishigas? That a woman was married and the husband died. Then she gets married to the second husband dies. So is that considered a Sufik, Sakanas Nefoshis, that I'm not allowed to marry her or not. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanam. How many husbands have to die that she should not be allowed to marry? So the Rambam writes that the whole thing is ridiculous. The Rambam has a tshuva. The Rambam doesn't quote the dinim of katlanis in the Mishnah Torah. And someone asked him in the tshuvas, how come he doesn't quote it? So he says, the rimagash would be mesadik kiddushin for the katlanis. He said, this is for crazy people, for nervous people. So the Gemara tells you what people are nervous about. But he says, you don't have to be worried about that. It doesn't correspond to medical reality. He says, just ignore it. There's no problem of katlanis. Okay. Some achrayim mitaka say like that, la halacha. If the guy is not worried, the man and the woman are not worried, so let him marry the woman. Okay. So by katlanis, the Gemara has this machloka. Let's say another case. Meisa b'nei amach masmila. Normally you have to perform a bismila on a baby. What if you think the baby may or may not have a hemophilia? He may have a sickness that the blood won't clot, and you're going to do surgery, you're going to do a bismila. He's going to die from loss of blood. He'll die from the loss of blood. So, is there a suffix? You should never do a bismillah. Maybe the baby's blood will not clot. That's ridiculous. There's no suffix on it. What if the woman had a baby? So today we have ways of testing to determine whether the person has hemophilia. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have any way of testing. Today they tell you right away when the baby's born whether there's any problem. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have. So the Gemara says, what if one baby died? One baby boy died after the bris. Should we attribute it to hemophilia and say the next baby she has, we shouldn't perform a bismillah? Or they say, mikrohu, there isn't even a latest asafi. So the Gemara says, if only one baby died, that doesn't even create a latest asafi. If two babies died, then it's a machlege satanam. How many babies have to die? How many times does an unusual, rare thing have to repeat itself that it should create a latest asafi, then maybe there's a problem? All you need is a suffix. You don't need a vadois. Now that we're going to predict, if two babies died, machmas mila, we can predict that bavadois, or the likelihood is the third baby's going to die. We don't have to predict bavadois. If he just declared that it's a suffix, and a suffix doesn't even have to be anywhere near 50-50 suffix. If it's a v'hoch b'bikoch nefash sachar harayv, even if the odds are 20-1, that there's no sakana, it's still called the suffix sakana. Still called the suffix sakana. So the Gemara has this machlekes hatanaim. How many babies have to die machmas mila that you should declare that it's a suffix meisa b'nei machmas mila? So we paskin that's the shaila. So the Gemara says we paskin by the katlanis, by the meisa b'nei machmas mila, we paskin two. If two died, why? Because when it comes to sakana, we're more machm. What if I have, let's say, I have a sack of flour? So normally in America you don't have bugs in the flour. One fine day I'm about to make a cake, I found a bug in the flour. So would you say, oi, I found a bug, maybe the whole thing is infested with bugs? So you just found one bug, you don't have to worry that maybe it never happens. In America we never find bugs in the flour. What if you found three bugs in one sack of flour? Then you're not allowed to eat the flour unless you sift through the whole thing. You got to check the whole thing. You can't just make your cookies with your eyes closed. What if you found two bugs? So that'll be a machlekes hatanaim. So we only machmer whether betrezim nehave chazaka or betlazim nehave chazaka. So the Gemara Yevamah says this sugya, round up samach gimel asom. So the Gemara says a compromise psak. By shor hamuad, we paskin after three times it becomes a shor hamuad, and the fourth time it's no gaf, then you pay nezik shalom. And the shor shaharges adam, so the fourth time, the Bala Shor pays Kaifa. The first three times is a Shor Tam, he doesn't pay Kaifa. So Beshar Mu'ad has to happen three times. By Bestois, in order for a woman to establish a Bestus Kavua, so it has to happen three times. And by Mesa Baneh, Machmas Mila, and by Katlanis, we pass on over there two times. That's a Shiloh. How come over here it's two? How come over here it's three? What's the difference in Sak? So the Rishonim there, the Nemuki Yosef, and Yevamis, and Nadav, quotes the Ritvo, and that's quoted in Yerideya. Does the Shach quote? Does the Taz quote it here? Yeah, Taz quotes it. Perek Habav, the Nisuin here. Take a look. The Taz Vav, at the end of Vav. Machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Whether betrayzim ni have a chazaka betlazim ni. So why do we? What is this compromise based on? So he quotes it from the Rosh. The Kosev Rosh Perek Habav, the Nisuin and Mila. Nisuin is Katlanis and Bris Mila Meis Madam Machas Mila. Kaimalan ki Rebbe betrays him to have a chazaka. Why? Mishum de suffering the fascist lahokel. Mashma de Bishad Duchti Kamilan Kerabshim Gamlila Davke Bitlosazim Nehavichazov. So that's what the Mechaber writes over here. If you found three bugs in a sack of flour, that's called a Leidus HaSofik. So you're not allowed to use this flour for baking purposes unless you sift it all through and you check it out. But if you only found two bugs in the sack of flour, then you don't have to, then it's not even a Leidus HaSofik. Maybe the thing is infested. If you live in a country where you normally don't have, bugs. That's what he quotes Aran. The Beferish Kosova Beis Yosef B'Shem Aran, the last dine in Ataz. The Beis Yosef writes in 7 Pei Dalet, the Pamachas or Shtayim, Mutah Tavshal. I found one or two bugs in a pot of soup. So I found two bugs that doesn't yet create a latest Asak. Maybe it's infested with bugs. If you found three, then B'Tlazim Lihavi Chazoke, it's not a Vadoes that the whole thing is infested. If you found three times something unusual happened, then it creates a Leidus HaSofik, then maybe there are more bugs over there. So that's what...
Doesn't make a difference how big the batch is?
I don't think so. Why should it make a difference?
Mm-hmm. Then the percentages are much... It's not even be a Talmud. If you find three
in... I don't remember that they distinguish. I don't think so. See, that's a shaila. Is that the reason why? That's what the Taz writes. That's what the Shach writes. The Machshin in Sugim Huchsek Sheish Hamod. Mainly, course. It doesn't mean Huchsek Sheish. It's not a Vadois. It's a latest Asufik. The shaila is when is it? How many times does an unusual thing have to happen that it should be considered a latest Asufik? Let's say Basho Hamud. Rab Chaim writes in the Sefer on the Rambam. Basho Hamud. The Shark. Is mazik three times, so we can predict it's going to be mazik a fourth time. No, you can't predict it's going to be mazik a fourth time. If it'll be mazik a fourth time, we'll say, oh, it fits into the pattern. The first three times it's mazik, it's mishuna, so we say the whole thing is mishuna. The whole thing is mishuna. But if it happened three times, then it repeats itself a fourth time, then it's a glay mos mafreya, fits into the pattern. So the trei zimni, tlasim nehave chazok, and the machleik zerebi, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Is that a machloikis? Huchzak, what do you mean, havi chazok? Huchzak, that we can predict that that's when it's going to happen. You're not predicting anything. You're just predicting, is there a suffix? Does it create a latest a suffix or not? So again, so the Rosh, that the Taz quotes, and the Nemuki Yosef there on that same daf in Yevam, is Habo Yevimta quotes it from the Ritvo, they both say the same explanation. Here it's Perek Habo Yevimta, daf Samach Dalar on the base. Here the Bi'ur HaGro quotes it in Chof. Perek Habo Yevimto, Dav Samach Dal Ram Beis in Yevamos. He says, Kamo Shikosav HaRashbo V'Hanabukiyos V'Shom, the Misfeke Keman, the Misafke Keman Hilchasa, we're not sure whether Trey Zimit Klasim, L'Ficha Bin Yisu in the Sakant Azlein L'Chumre. And the same thing by Mesa Baramach Masmilo. Sofik Sakona, you go to the Chumra, so you say, betrays him, Nihavi Chazok. Aval Vesta is, by the Nida, is only the Rabbon of Vesta says, Lav Daraisa, V'chein Shor Amuad, Hamboit Zimachaber, all of Haraya. So therefore you say, betlazim Nihavi Chazok. Yeah. So that's the Shaila. What, if that's the Pshat, that we really always, what's going to be the din in a different case? You have four cases in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, by Mesa Bana Machmas Milo and Katlanis, we say betray Zimni Havichazaka. Why? Because that's Chashash Sofik Sakana, you go to Chumr. And he says, Bashar Mu'ud Amurtam Chayol of Haraya. So we say it has to be three times, not betray Zimni. And Vestas Lav Deraisa. So that's a local reason for Vestas, a local reason for Shar Mu'ud, and a local reason for the other two. What about by the bugs in the flour? You don't have any. There's no Mukh Sakam Murtam Chayol of Haraya. There's no suffix sakana, no one's going to drop that over here. And there's no derabbanon. It's not vestas lav derais. It's a din derais, and there's no muhsok, and there's no suffix sakana. So you're left hanging. So what's the din? So the mechaba was mekel, only three times. So that's questionable. The way the Vilna Gaon quotes the Rishonim, that's a local reason over there, that's a local reason over there, that's a local reason over there. And if you don't have any, so you're left by the suffix again. So how do they decide that it's, how did he decide that it's betlazim nehav chazoke? He should have said betrayzim nehav chazoke. So he should have said, the Vilna Gaon shouldn't have quoted all that. He should have just said like the Taz quotes. There's a local reason by There's a local reason by Mesa Banam Machmas Milan Katlanis. That's suffix sakana. So there you go, the chumre. You got to have betrays him. There's already a later suffix. And anywhere else in Kala Tarakula is going to be the ikadin is betlazim. The Vilna Gaon doesn't say it like that. He says there's a local reason by Sharamuad because Muchzok, and there's a local reason by Vestas because they're abundant. It's going to the Vilna Gaon. That's against the Mechaber. That doesn't explain the Mechaber. The Taz explained the Mechaber. See, there's a different way to explain it. I remember when we were learning Yerideya, Sir Rav Soloveitchik said he would have suggested differently that the reason why Vestos and Shor HaMuad is Betla Zimni, he would have said like this: Betray Zimni already creates a latest Asafik in Kol HaTarakula. Betray Zimni is already two times the same unusual thing. It's a Dova Mishuna. Two times it repeats itself. That's already a latest Asafik. But by the Shor HaMuad, you want to give a Chaloshem Shor HaMuad on the shore. Not just to establish that it fits into a pattern. That's not enough. There's a Tosis in Bava Kama. The Tosis shows from the Gemara. Let's say I have a shore, and the shore goes crazy. He goes wild. He's Nogeach 10 times. He's Mazik crazy, but he's always Mazik Shor Shel Hefker. Each time the shore is Mazik, he kills a Shor Shel Hefker. Or let's say a Shor HaMuad, Shor Gesa Adam, so the Baal HaShor pays Kai for the fourth time. Let's say the first three times that the Shor killed people, he killed Nachrim, so the din is Kemisa Abaylim Kach Misa Shor. Just like Misa Abaylim, I'm only Chayv Misa if I kill a Yisrael, kill a Nachri, it's an Averit. But there's no Enish Misa, so if I would kill a Nachri, there's no Enish Misa. So if my Shor Shor Gesa Adam, my Shor kills an Adam Nachri, also there's no Enish Misa. So Tosis shows from the Gemara, if the Shor kills a Nachri three times, and then he kills a Yisrael the fourth time, you don't pay Kaifer. It's not enough just to establish what the Regilus is. You have to have Negicha Shel Chiyuv. And the same thing by, let's say, a woman establishes a Vesis Kavua. So Tosis shows also a Gemara in Nida. The Vesis Kavua only establishes a Regilus if the Dam was Metameher. Let's say she had the Dam and Yimei Tohar. A woman has a baby. So she has a baby girl, so the first 14 days are Yimei Tumah, and the next 66 days are Yimei Tohar. She has a baby boy, the first 7 days are Yimei Tumah, and the next 33 days are Yimei Tohar. Yimei Tohar means that even if she has a Riyaz Dam, she's Tahira. So let's say she has a Riyaz Dam in the middle of the Yimei Tohar, and that fits into the pattern. After the Yimei Tohar up, she has another Riyaz Dam and another Riyaz Dam, and everything adds up together to make a Vesis Kavur. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that Riyaz Dam, that's not Mitame, is not Mitzdarev to create a din of Vesis. Why? So you see, just like Tosis points out above, a Kam has to be a Negicha, Shel Chiyuv. If it's not a Negicha Shel Chiyuv, it doesn't give a Chal Hashem Shor HaMuad, even though it clearly establishes the Regilus. That's not enough just to establish the Regilus. So that after it's Negicha, the fourth time you say, oh, it fits into the pattern. It's a whole pattern. That's not enough. You have to have a Chal Hashem Shor HaMuad to create the Chal Hashem Shor HaMuad. There should be Chal on the Beim Hashem Shor HaMuad. You need the Gicha Shel Chiyuv. So the same thing is true by the Vestas also. It's not enough. You establish the Regilus. The Gemara is Beferish and Nida. Has to be a Riyah HaMetamah. If the Riyah is not Metamah, it came in the middle of Yimei Tohar. So even though it does establish the Regilus, that's not enough. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe the only reason why you need three by the Vestas and the Shor HaMuad, because you want to create a Chal Hashem on the day that this day is the Yom HaVestas, and this Shor is the Shor HaMuad. Whenever you just want to establish what the Regilus is, and maybe here by the bugs, if you have two bugs, there's no Chal Hashem on anything. You just say you have two bugs in a sack of flour. That's a latest Asafik. Maybe it's infested. Maybe there are more bugs. So the way Rav Soloveitchik said, you should really say two is already a Asafik. You got to look there and pay dollar. That's where they discuss it. Here the Mechaber writes, only three. And the Taz emphasizes, only three. And two is not enough. And I think over there is where they discuss it. So there are some who say that betrays them the Havichazoka. That's the question. Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? Because the Gemara there in Habo Yevimtoi. Yeah. Chuvas Arashbo. Basically, said maybe Chuvas Arashbo. Shtei Pamim. Oh. So it's a stira. One Rashba says Shtei Pam, one Rashba says three times. So that's a shaila. It's not so muchrach that it has to be three. You could say that even without what Rav Soloveitchik said, the way the Bir Agros said, the Rishonim said that. You can say Shor HaMuad is an exception to the rule. The rule is Trei Zimni Habichazoka. Shor HaMuad is an exception to the rule because Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya Muchzak and Mamin. So we want to have a Vadois of a Huchzak. And Vestas is lav deraisa. You want to have more of a batoy. Safik daban alakula. And anywhere where you don't have these special reasons, so the rule is that betrays him the habichazon. So it's not so clear over here. Okay, what's the mikuf aleph? Chaticha ruy l'skabed. Also, we learned the Gemara. You have a chaticha ruy l'skabed, so it's a chumer with the rabbanon that is not bottled. Yeah, how do you determine what's called a chaticha ruy l'skabed? So the Shach writes on Yud Beis, hakol afi amokam v'azman. Depends which country you live in and what generation. Then he quotes the Rambam says like that. Sivkot Yud Gimel. The Shach and Sivkot Yud Gimel repeats it again. K'mosh kosov haramim b'haposkim. Hakol tov b'rosh ani amarim. Hu choshev l'skab b'bos namakum. Lai botm. La, botm. And if it's a suffix, so the Rambam says you go to Kula. Because chaticha ruy l'skab, that's the first Rambam and Sif Aleph. The whole din of chaticha ruy l'skab is only with the Rabbanon. So whenever you have a suffix, so you go to Kula. And it clearly depends. Kafi amakam or kafi azman. Yeah. Let's see. Kufalif. The sifalif of kufalif. Chaticha ruilis kabedina kiberia dafila be'elef loy betela afilim hi asura or bahanor. That's what Tosis raises the question. Can you call it a chaticha haruilis kabed if it's also bahanor? If it's obviously it's also bachila. It's not also bachila. So what are we talking about? But the whole shaila is it's a an avela steak got mixed in a yavish biyavish steak got mixed in with two kosher steaks, and I can't identify which is the kosher steak, which is the trefus steak. I don't know which is which. So that's a din if it's a fancy steak that they would serve in a restaurant. So that's chaticha ruilis kabed is not bottle. So you're talking about something that's awesome. How is it called chaticha ruilis kabed if it's trefus? The answer is you would give it to a goy. You would give it to a goy in a restaurant. What if it's also b'hano? So you're not allowed to give it to a goy. If you give it to a goy, you're getting hano. So that's what Taisus says. No, afilim hi asura b'hano. So how can you call it chaticha haruya lehiskabed? So Taisus answers like the Mechaba quotes: Kemishim tis batel, hoisem utelus haruya lehiskabed. If it'll be batel chad betray, then everything will be muta. Then you'll be mechabed someone with it. The mechabed Jews also with it if it'll be batel. So that's a din of chaticha haruya lehiskabed. Even if it's isuri hano, you still say that it's. I feel a bale fled bottle. What if to begin with it's only an Issa de Rabbanon? So the Ramos says, I feel ain't Asur Rakman de Rabbanon, still ain't a betel. One can argue a point, it should be a gzera l'gzera. Should be a gzera l'gzera. Chatech, where this kabbat is only a dim de Rabbanon, and I tell it is bottle, and the whole Issa is only with the Rabbanon to begin with. So call it a gzera l'gzera. So it's not a gzera l'gzera. It's a trade de Rabbanon. A trade de Rabbanon is Asur, it's a lower level than a chad de Rabbanon. It's not a gzera l'gzera. So trade the rabbanon. Whenever you have any suffix about a chaticha ruilis kabed, you go lekula. Even if afilu hi asura mederaisa, even if it's an isa deraisa, they got mixed in yavish biyavish, because the whole din of chaticha ruilis kabed itself loy batel is only mederabbanon. So whenever you have a suffix, so you go lekula. Then the mechaber writes in Siv Beis, ein la din chaticha ruilis kabed elam kein isura machmas atzmak gane vele basa becholov nes machmas kibla tam meiser. If it's boleya tam from a different thing, that's not a chaticha haruy l'skabed, because the bli is not ruy l'skabed, and the steak itself is kosher. A little chaz hashmaltz fell on a fancy steak, so the steak itself is kosher, and the chaz hashmaltz is not ruy l'skabed. So there's no problem. Then the mechaber adds on, afilu l'misha soy b'chanan b'shari surim. I hold that there's no chanan b'shari surim. Mechaber doesn't hold from that din. That's the Ramah was machma like the Rabbeinu Tam. Mechaber holds like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the Rav Harishem, that you don't say Chanan Bishari Surim. But he says, even if you would have held Chaticha Nasvel Bishari Surim, Ein Ledin Chaticha Ruilis Kabed, why? So the Shach writes in Dalet, why? Because Chaticha Nasis Nevela Bishari Surim is not the same as Chanan Bebasa B'cholav. By Basa B'cholav, what it means is it just became Basa B'cholav. This Cheftza is Basa B'cholav. By Chanan Bishari Surim, it doesn't mean that it became Dam. The flesh doesn't become Chelav, it doesn't become Dam. The steak remains kosher steak. It's just that didn't calculating the shishim. The bliya sisa that got nivla into the steak is not ruilis kabed. The steak itself is ruilis kabed, but it's at the gomer. What's with the din chanan? No, chanan doesn't mean heta nepach liyasisa. Chanan means that din, you have to, when you calculate the shishim, you have to measure shishim keneged the whole carrier of the yis. That's the din. Then we have the shaila. What if it's only basa b'cholav the rabbanon? Rabbi Kivegi has the shaila. Rabbi gives an example. Basa b'cholav is an isa machmas atzmo. So what if you have b'sarayf b'cholav or basa b'cholav ayde kovush? So here, Rabbi Kivegi thinks it's a machlekes the minchas Yaakov and the Taz. We were talking about it yesterday. We had that already in Hilchas basa b'cholav. Whether by basa b'cholav the rabbanon, they say chaticha nas nevela becomes a chepta basa b'cholav. No, you're just eating fleshes and milchiks at the same time. Then he has, what if you have a piece of flesh, kosher flesh, he just never salted it. He just never salted the piece of flesh. So I have three steaks. So two steaks I salted and I broiled them and kosher la mahadrin, it's okay. The third one, I broiled it also, but I broiled it in order to broil meat that the dam should go down, you have to broil it, you have to do tzliya, and a klisha ain't a menukav. The same thing when you salt the meat, you have to be moleach the klisha ain't a menukav. You have to do tzliya and a klisha ain't a menukav. Let's say you do tzliya on a frying pan. So two steaks were salted and they're kosher, and I broiled them on a frying pan. And one steak I never salted and it's full of dam. And I added on, you can probably taste the difference, the one that's full of dam you can taste. I added on so many spices and so many other flavors, you can't tell the difference between one and the other. So you have a tarubis of yavish biyavish, and it's all chaticha ruin l'skabed. So the Ramah says, no, but the dam, the flesh, the steak is ruin l'skabed. The steak is not dam. The dam that's in it is not ruin l'skabed. So there's no problem. It's not an isamach masatzmoy. That's the mechaben sviv base. The only time it has the status of a chaticha l'skabed is if it's an isamach masatzmoy. Afil chaticha shalenim l'cha, I never salted it, so it has dam. B'teilo. Will be bottle chad betray. Why? The ain isura machmas atzma, rak machmas dam habalua. Then the Ramo has a very questionable line. He says, "Kol chaticha shel enes rak kedei klipa v'teilo." If you have a piece of flesh, only became osa kedei netila. How did it become osa kedei netila? So pasha b'shad is, I put on the broiler two steaks, one next to the other, by mistake. One is a kosher steak, one is a nevela steak. One is from the A&P, one is from a kosher butcher. So the tzli asas kedei netila. So the first kedei netila of the kosher steak just became trei because of the bliya of the trei for steak. So the Ramah says in such a case, since it's only asas kedei klipa kedei netila is not called roilus kabin. So the shach and hey quotes from the Tosis Yontif. Kasa b'seif alechem chamudos. The Tosis Yontif writes hakashim. What is the Ramah talking about? It's the Machaber wrote in Siv Beis. You only say Chatich Rilis Kabem for the Sinisa Machmas Atzmo. Whenever it's Sinisa Balua, you don't apply Chatich Rilis Kabem. So how can you ever have, whenever you have a piece of flesh, it's only also Kadei Klipa, Kadei Netila, means it's Sinisa Machmas Dover Acher. So the Machaber already gave a different reason why. Ramah is giving a new reason. A kedei klipa is not a chaticha ruilis kabe. What does it need? A new reason. It's mutter. It's not called chaticha ruilis kabe. It's not a nisa machmas atzma. That's what the Tosis Yontif says. He doesn't understand what the Ramah wants. So the Shach says, I don't see why it's a kasha. He says, Ad kan l'shono. He quotes one line, the Lechem Chamudis. V'lo kosher midi. Not that he did, he's not talking, he did kosher steak next to nevela steak. He put cheese next to kosher steak. And it made kedei netila of the piece of steak became basa b'cholav. Basa b'cholav is an nisa machmas atzma. The Mechaber said that's not a nisa machmas davar acher. So the Ramah is talking about a case you had cheese next to steak, and the steak is a chaticha ruilis kabed, and the cheese ayidei tzliya, the cheese went in only kedei netila, kedei klipa, whatever kedei netila went in. So he's talking basa b'cholav, and he still says that since it's only a kedei netila, kedei klipa, it doesn't have the din of chaticha ruilis kabed. He says the kasha of the lechem chamudis is nishkin kasha, but he just says he's not so convinced that the Ramah is right. Why should it be correct? Tosis said you don't say chaticha nas nevela on a kedei klipa. Tosis was bothered with a kasha when you're broiling kosher flesh next to nevela flesh, one next to the other. So why does it only ask the first kedena tliya, the first kedena tliya? So you don't have right here, you're doing tliya. So tliya, the shaila, whether it goes kedei klipa, kedei netila. So we follow the Rosh's pshara that melich only asks kedei klipa, and if it's tzli, it asks kedei netila, which is slightly more than kedei klipa. Fine. So I have the piece of cheese. If I have, leave out the case with cheese, I have the nevela meat next to the kosher meat. So the first kedei netila becomes us. So Tosis asked the kasha. We saw that Tosis went on the bottom of Amud Beis to the top of Amud Aleph. I think it's starting Zayin Amud Beis, it's starting Ches Amud Aleph. The Tosis asked the kasha. The first kedei netila becomes aser. So let the first kedei netila aser the next kedei netila, because you say chatich and aser nevela b'shari sur. The next kedei netila should aser the next kedei netila. So the whole thing, you leave it there for 5 minutes, everything will be aser. Each kedei netila should aser the next one. If you'll chatich and aser nevela b'shari sur. So Tosis gave a few answers. So one answer was Rav Lezer Mimit said you don't say chaticha nas nevela and chatzi chaticha, only chaticha shlema chaticha nas nevela. So Tosis says that's ridiculous. Ein lezatam on atam, it doesn't make any sense. But that's what the Shach quotes. A whole bunch of Rishonim say like that, like Rav Lezer Mimit. But Tosis is making fun of ein lezatam. So he quotes the Rav Yoh and a few Rishonim say like that. So what's the real answer on that kasha? Why don't you say the nevela meat asks the first kedei netila, that should chaticha nas nevela, should ask the next kedei netila. The answer is, Tosis finally gave the answer. Ein anas yochel lesa b'mokam sheni is yochel lahalach l'shom. Chaticha nas nevela doesn't mean that the first kedei netila is heta nepech liyasisa. The heta remains heta. That's the whole assumption of Siv Beis. The heta remains heta. Just a din. When the tam is going to go weiter, the tam, the tray for tam in this piece is going to go weiter. So it's not enough to measure shishim kenega the tam. You have to calculate shishim, connect the whole carrier of this. But here I know that Tom is going to be arrested in the first kedei netila. It's only going to go, kedei netila is not going to go further. What's going to go further? The Tom of the first kedei netila. Tom of the first kedei netila is mutter. It never became nesar. Chaticha nasamela doesn't mean to be taken literally. So that's the real answer on that kasha. Why do you ever have tzliya as in kedei netila? Let the first kedei netila chaticha nas nevela, let it ask in the next one. So the final answer that's accepted lalach is that lashon that Tosis formulated. Ein anas yochel esa b'mokum sheni isa yochel lahalach l'sham. Since the tam that became the trefa nevela tam that became nivla, the first kedei netila is not going to budge. It's not going to go further because ein b'lo yotzim chaticha lachaticha b'lo reitiv. So the tam that is going to go is going to be the heta digat tam. So heta digat tam, I don't have to be mevatel. When you have the Issa Digatam, you have to calculate Shishim Keneged everything. So Tosis gave one answer, the Rav Lezer Mimitz's answer, that Tosis didn't like, and he quotes the Rav Yoh, happens to say that. They say, Anachatzi Chaticha, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevel. So the Rav Moh apparently extrapolates from that. He says, just like you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevel, Anachatzi Chaticha, that answer that Tosis was not happy with, the real answer we say is the other answer, Ein Anes Yach Lesser, etc. So the Ramo is quoting La Halacha this answer. Just like you don't say Hanan b'chatzich haticha huadinami, you don't say haticha rilis kabir an chatzich haticha. So the Shach says, Mayin shmita hitzla asina. What is he mixing together two things? Haticha rilis kabir depends. Let's say the lechem chamur is the Tosis Yantav said the whole Ramo doesn't make any sense anyway. It's an Issa Balua. He said, Balua, you don't say Chatech Ruilis Kab. So the Shach said, he's not talking about Nevela next to Kshera. He's talking about cheese next to flesh. So the cheese asks, Mitam Basim Bacholim. Basim Bacholim is an Issa Machmas Atzmo. So now the Shach says, if you'd ask me, I would say the din is like this. You have the steak that was broiling next to the cheese. So the first Kedei Netila of the steak becomes Issa Machmas Atzmo Basim Bacholim. If I cut off the first Kedei Netila, would that be a Chatech Ruilis Kab or not? Is it only chaticha rilis kabid because the whole thing together is one big steak? What if I cut off just the first kedei netila? If you cut off the first kedei netila and that bifnei atzma is a chaticha rilis kabid, he says he doesn't agree with the Ramah. It should be also. The Ramah probably means if you cut off the first kedei netila and on its own merit, it's not rilis kabid. So the fact that it's part of a bigger piece, so that doesn't make it into chaticha rilis kabid. So that's a double portion. That's how the Shach ends up. Sichem Leimar, that's the last line is cut above. He says, Sichem Leimar, the Rav Yoh has this kula that if it's only a mixas chaticha, you don't say chaticha rilis kabed. Sometimes it is, sometimes not. It depends. Im yiklefua, I chaticha rilis kabed. If you cut off the first kedei netila, will that kedei netila on its own 2 feet, will that be rilis kabed? So then it's called chaticha rilis kabed. And as neat, isn't it?
Rebbe said that it's kafia makom and kafia zman. What does that mean? What's the hagdara? Is it like ilal shulchan malachim? Is it like bishalach?
Well, it has chashivas, yeah. Here it says the mechaber writes in sifei, kurkavon, a pupik, or kishkes, chayashabin emeyayim. It's not really a skabit. So that's always bottle. Chad betei, that's bottle. So the Shach quotes, the Marshal says, the Rishonim say not so. The Rishonim say that a pupik is chaticha ruilis kavit. So the Shach says, with all due respect, he read it wrong. He quotes from the Rishonim and says, Sivkotin Yudalit. Shach says, the Rishonim had a story. There was a chicken, there was a duck. Duck is a delicacy. Goose, a fancy delicacy. And they cooked the whole thing, and it's ruilis kavit. They said, ready to eat it. They had 10 ducks. And each one was broiled. And then they checked the pupiks of the ducks. They found one of them has a machat in the kurkavan. So a nekev in the kurkavan asses. So because it had a nekev in the kurkavan, so the whole duck is a treifa. And the ducks got mixed up. I don't know which duck belongs to this kurkavan, which duck belongs to the other kurkavan. So the Mechaber writes that sometimes you can compare here. And see if Ches and Tes. The Chabad says, if you have a taruvis of different behemoths, and one of them is discovered to be a treifa, so and it's chaticha b'ruil l'skabit, so you have to aser, because you can't figure out which behemoth corresponds to this. What if you match the pieces? Let's say I cut off the stomach from an animal. I found it has a treifas in the stomach. I can figure out by matching. I can figure out which one of the 10 behemoths did this stomach come from. The behemoth that it came from is the one that's a treifa. The other ones will be kosher. If I cook them already, then it's too late. Then you can't compare. When you cook and you throw in flavoring and seasoning, everything is going to be different. But if everything is still raw, so then Mechaber says sometimes you can check. Sometimes you can ascertain which animal did it come from. So there's no taruvis. You figured it out. If you can't figure it out, then it's called chaticha ruil l'skamet. So here, that's what the Shach says in Yudal. He says the Mashal misunderstood what the Tashbetz was talking about. He says that Tashbetz was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So he quotes a psak. They once had expensive, fancy duck. And they broiled all the ducks and they're serving everything. And then they realized, they removed all the pupiks. Then they realized one of the pupiks is a treifa, so one of these ducks is a treifa. So all the ducks are chaticha ruil l'skamet. So he didn't say the kurkavan is a chaticha ruil l'skabit. The kurkavan is the reason why it's a treifa. The duck is a chaticha ruil l'skabit. They serve the duck on a plate in a fancy restaurant. So a fancy duck is a very expensive delicacy. So that's a chaticha ruil l'skabit. But not the pupik. He thinks it is mamash misreading. It all depends. Kafi amakam kafi azman. Is it chaticha ruil l'skabit or not? There is a gemara in Pesachim. A korban Pesach has to be nechal l'menuyev, and a nechal al l'menuyev. That's a special din. Pesach and a nechal al achatzos, and a nechal al l'menuyev, and a nechal atzos, and a nechal ever. So all the din of a korban Pesach. So the Gemara has a case. Chamishin shenesar ba'oris pischeim. They shechted 5 korbanos Pesach, and the 15 people are mamuna on each one of the 5 korbanos Pesach, and then they remove all of the hides from all of them, and then they found the yabelas. They didn't check in advance. They find the yabelas amum on one of the hides, and they can't figure out which animal this hide came from. It could fit. Chava says sometimes you can figure out. In Sif Ches and Tes. Sometimes you can put the pieces together and figure out where did it come from. The Gemara has a case, you can't figure out which animal the hide came from. So the Gemara says no one is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Maybe the one that I have is the Balmum. Korban Pesach with the Abelis is a Balmum. So the one that's a Balmum you can't eat. So why can't the other 4? So you don't know which of the 5 chamish and shenisava or es bischem. You don't know which of the 5 groups, which group is the lucky winner that they fell in that their behemah is the balmum and which is not. So the Gemara says no one can eat any of the korbanos Pesach misafik. No one can eat it, and no one has to bring Pesach sheni. The Gemara goes into the whole discussion. Why not? Why don't you tell them they should all bring a Pesach sheni? The Gemara works out the details. So the Ben Chaschinach is bothered with the famous kasha. Why don't you say it's batel bereif? One of them is a balmum, and 4 of them are not balimum. So you don't, it's a taruvus of yavish b'yavish. They have a korban pesach. They have 5 different groups and 5 different locations near Atika, they're already Titkor Pesach. You don't know which one is the Balmum. So let it be Atarubis of Yavish Beyavish. So Yavish Beyavish is Chad betrays bottle. What's the problem? So we have a din over here of Chaticha Haruya Leskabit. That means the Rabbanan is not bottle. So that's a Shaila. Chaticha Haruya Leskabit means it's already lamb chops. It's ready to serve. What if you have the whole goof of the whole Korban Pesach? It's all together. A whole goof shalom is also called Chaticha Haruya Leskabit. The way it stands now, it's not Haruya Leskabit. When you have a guest, you don't give him a whole... You give him a whole duck, you give him a whole goose. That's a different thing. But you don't give him a whole keves? So that's a big shayla. What if you have, let's say, I shech the chicken, and I didn't remove the feathers from the chicken yet. I didn't begin to salt the chicken yet. I didn't cook it yet. It's raw. It's missing everything. Is that called a chaticha ruilas kabeit? Because ultimately, when I'll flick off all of the feathers, and I'll salt it, and then I'll broil it, then it'll be delicious. Then it'll be a chaticha ruilas kabeit. It is already cold now. So that's when the Mechaber talks about Siv Gimel. That's a big machlekes in Tosfos. Tanagurla's bin oit sasa. Tanagurla still has the feathers on it. I didn't remove it, so it's not ruilas kabeit the way it is. Shenisar v'bacheres, betelo. Why? It's not a chaticha ruilas kabeit. She'en a ruilas kabeit lefnei orachim, kemo shehi. The way it is now, it's not called ruilas kabeit. V'yafal pi. So you say, now it's bottled b'roiv, chad betray. But then later on, I do remove the feathers, then I do salt it, then I do broil it. Now it became a chaticha ruilas kabeit. So now it's still, and all the chickens are all around now. So it's one at the clear now. So he says, no. Chatech ruilas kabeit is a chumer mid'rabban. At the time of the latest asofik, it was not a chatech ruilas kabeit. Yafal pi shachar shenisarva, hisiru hanoitza. Once it was mutter, it was mutter. That's the shach and ches. Came the betchilas hatorubis, then it's bad, lein ches v'neir. So that we'll have to discuss tomorrow. This Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel will have to continue tomorrow. That's what the Ben Chassina says, and that Gemara in Psochim, Chamish and Shenisar Baris Pischem, he says, Ben Atar, it is bottle, and the whole reason why no one can eat the Korban Pesach is only with the Rabbanu, because Chaticha Ruil is coming. Rav Shimon Shkop has some complicated answer, why it's not bottle Ben Atar. Okay. I want to mention again, tonight I invite whoever is free.